it.
Oh, you can only imagine the jealousy levels in Harley Kahn's as Captain Kirk, a.k.a. William Shatner, becomes the oldest person to venture into outer space at the age of 90. Harley, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. I'm not even remotely jealous. I'm not. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great that he's able to do this. Would I like to do it? Absolutely. And, you know, who knows? I mean, he did it at 90. I've got plenty of time. But he is the oldest to ever fly into space. He was surprised, clearly. He said it was unlike any of their descriptions, unlike anything he's ever seen. He went up with Blue Origin, which is essentially got a peek into space, like poking your head through the doorway for a quick look-see. But he came back with the same kind of feelings, I think, that so many astronauts have. He called it the most profound experience. He was so filled with emotion. He said, I hope I never recover. I don't want to lose it. And then he also closed, I guess, by saying, everybody in the world needs to do this.
Oh. I'd love to do it, Harley. I know you would as well. Let's have a listen to William Shatner.
I don't know. I can't even begin to express what the jeopardy, the vulnerability of everything. It's so small. This air, which is keeping us alive, is thinner than your skin.
I've got a friend who's a veteran reporter in Australia, Harley, and I said to him once, because he's travelled right around the world, he's been everywhere, I said, where's the one place that you haven't gone that you'd like to go? And before I could even finish the question, he said, simple, space, right?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Yeah, your perspective on this tiny little blue ball against the vastness of space has to be life-changing. No matter what you think it's going to be, I think it would be vastly bigger, vastly better. And that's what William Shatner essentially said.
Yeah, at the moment we're not allowed to go to Queensland, so I won't get ahead of myself in terms of trying to go to space. I love this elk in Colorado. It's a happy elk right now. Why?
Well, you know, this is one of those, we did a wonderful thing, we hope, we think, maybe. A couple of years ago, a young elk in Colorado managed to poke his head into a car tire, probably looking for something that was growing in the middle of it, right? When he stood up, he had a heavy rubber necklace on because it picked up the car tire and it went around his neck. As he grew older, his antlers grew and it wouldn't come off. More than 2 years, he's worn that tire. Now, this past weekend, wildlife agents tranquilized him, and then they had to cut his antlers short while he was asleep. They couldn't cut the tire off because of the steel in the tire itself. Now, he's 35 pounds lighter, but I'm betting his days with the ladies in the herd may be done because it's hard to fight off the young bucks with little bitty antlers.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Mm. He was the big guy, you know. He was 600 pounds. He had these enormous antlers. They've got there are pictures of him you can find. And that meant, of course, you know, he was the one of the big guys, you know, big guy on the block. Had pick of the ladies, so to speak. Don't know if he was the pack dog necessarily, but he's definitely one of the big guys, 600 plus pounds. But now, what's he going to do? That's what they do. They fight each other for domination, and the female elk picks the one who wins.
Yeah,
because she wants strong young.
He was also only elk around with a necklace, and now he's lost that competitive advantage. We'll catch up tomorrow, Harley.
Thanks.
Good on you. Harley Kahn's joining us from the United States, trying to sound like he's not jealous of William Shatner. But wouldn't it be wonderful to go to space? Maybe there are some people that say, no, it's not my go. But boy, if you had the opportunity, how could you say no?